So we have been discussing the principle of Rav Schoira. Rav Schoira was mechadosh to us a very important yesod, that when the Mishnah lists out a certain type of process or a list, the Seder is lav dafka. The Seder is lav dafka. He said there is an exception. What was the exception? The exception was with regard to the Sheva Samamonim and Dam Nidus. Over there, the order is absolutely critical. In other words, scientifically or halachically, it was understood that this experiment can only work if you follow that Seder. If you change the order, then it will not work. That was the rule, that was the exception. So there was a discussion. The discussion was, one second, what about Arba Mises? Surely in our Mishnah, the Seder is Dafka. And that's why there's a machlokes between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon. Is the Seder like this or the Seder like that? So l'chayra, we now have a second exception, to which the Gemara answered, that's not called an exception because that's a Mishnah that has a machlokes. I was never discussing that. If there's a machlokes, yes, then of course you're right. It must be Dafka. Otherwise, what are they debating? I was discussing, says Reb Schoira, where there's no machlokes, there's only one opinion mentioned in the Mishnah. So then the general rule is the general rule is that the order is lav dafka. For the moment, the only exception being Sheva Samamonim and Dam Nidus. So we left off yesterday saying, one second, we seem to have another exception. And this is, of course, a question. If there's another exception, why did he only point to Dam Nidus, Sheva Samamonim, as the exception? What is this second possible exception? And that is the Seder of the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, where the Mishnah lists out the Seder and then adds that if you change the Seder, lo yaseh v'lo klum. So it seems to be that once again we have an exception to the rule where the Seder is ma'akev, the Seder is absolutely critical. So why didn't you say that this is a second exception? So if you remember the last thing we saw, have a look at the Gemara again. The first word on the line is lechaveroi, or in fact, let's go back a little bit more of Papa Oma. First word on the line, beplukta. Says the Gemara, Rav Papa Oma, Rav Papa says, I think I have another exception to the rule, af seder yumo, the seder on Yom HaKippurim, the Tanan. We have a mission Yom HaKippurim that says, kol ma'isa Yom HaKippurim ho'amurim, all of the activities on Yom Kippur which are stated in the Mishnah, al ha-seder, which follow an order, you should know, im hiktim, if you preempted ma'isa lechaveroi, if you preempted one, preceded one before the other, and it shouldn't have been like that, loy osa v'loy klum. So doesn't the Mishnah clearly tell me that here we have another exception to the rule where the Seder is absolutely ma'akev, the Seder seems to be critical? So why did you tell me that the only exception is the case of the Sheva Samamonim and the Dam Nidais? Surely we have found a second exception, and that is the Seder of Avodah of Yom HaKippurim. To which the Gemara answered, V'idach, and Rav Schoira will tell you, there's different. That's not called an exception. Now, this is very subtle. Why is that not an exception? Why is that different? Hahu chumra ba'alma. What does that mean? It's a chumra ba'alma. What does that mean? It's a chumra ba'alma. So have a look at Rashi. There's a very lengthy Rashi here. Top wide line. Af seder yumo. Da avoidas Yom HaKippurim. The Seder of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Hasiduros, B'Mishnah, which are mentioned in the Mishnah, B'Masechtas Yuma, Zu Achazu, one after the other, you should know, Dafka Ketoni. Those are Dafka. Those are absolutely Li'ikuva, and they have to follow the Seder. If they do not follow the Seder, then you have not performed the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim. And that was the Gemara's question. Surely that seems to be another exception to the rule, even if the rule is that normally the Seder is not important. Here it seems to be the Seder is very important. So why was that not mentioned as an exception to the rule, was the Gemara's kasha? What was the Gemara's answer? There's different because it's a chumrah. Now, what does that mean? It's a chumrah. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, a lengthy Rashi. You have to take this very carefully. Ve'idach, the other opinion, meaning Rav Schaira. Remember, Rav Schaira was the one who laid down the rule, said there's an exception, but he did not point to this exception. Why not? Says Rashi, ve'idach, Omar lecha. He will tell you, you know something? You're 100% right, but you're 100% wrong. Vada, yes, of course, it's absolutely certain that Dafka Ketani, comma. Yes, sure, 100% right. It's absolutely Dafka. How can I dispute it? It says black and white in the Mishnah that if you change the Seder of Yom Kippurim, then you have not performed the Avodah. So it's non-debatable. You're 100% right. That the Seder over there is Dafka. Dafka mean it's critical. Vadai Dafka Ketani. Umiu, however, the reason why I did not point to that as an exception is because there's a different subject. Chumra ba'alma hu. It is astringency. Shehichmir hakosuv ba'avoidas. Oisoi Hayoim. That the Torah has been stringent with the Avodah of that day. She'im Shino Besidroi. Indeed, the Torah has stated that if you change the Seder, possible it's possible. But why is it possible? Veloi Mishum Chashivos to Avodah. So let me maybe just give a very brief introduction and then we'll understand this Rashi. When we talk about a Seder being Dafka or not Dafka, so let's take the example of the Zion Samamonim in Nidah. That Seder is Dafka. There is a specific reason, whether it's scientific or halachic, which dictates that you have to have number one, and then two, and then three, then four, then five, then six, then seven. It will not work in any other Seder. So too, for example, in our Mishnah, we talk about the Dalad Mises. That Seder is critical. There is a very good reason why Skila is mentioned as number one or Sreifa as number two, depending on what you hold. They are literally more Choshev or more Chomor. That's why they have to be mentioned first. Now, imagine if you were asked, imagine your job was a event organizer. An event organizer. So you've scheduled an event and you've got the welcome, and then you've got the first speech, and then you've got the choir, then you've got the break, and then you've got the program, you've got the whole program all ready. Now imagine I said to you, oh, that's a wonderful program. You don't mind, do you, if at the last minute I switch the order of the program, do you? I said, well, of course I mind. I've scheduled the whole program. So I don't want it changed. B'shum pon v'ofen. Why over there? Must the first thing be first and the second thing be second? Not because it's more important. It just happens to be that because I'm trying to run an event, I can't have last minute changes. You understand the difference? Sometimes the reason why I've got to have number one first and number two second is because number one is more important than number two, which is more important in turn than number three. But when I'm scheduling the event, in my moshul, it's not because the opening welcoming remarks are more important than the keynote speech an hour later. It's just that I've designed a schedule for the day, and the day dictates now you can't start chopping and changing, otherwise, the whole program's going to go out the window. This, lahavdil, is what Rashi says is happening with Yom Kippur. The Torah writes, and we'll see this in a second, Rashi quotes it. That there's a Seder of the Avodah of Yom Kippurim, and then the Torah adds one word. Which word is that? Chukah. Chukah normally means a chok, but here it means statute. It's got to be that way. In other words, the reason why the order of the Avodos of Yom Kippurim indeed have to follow a particular order is not because of their relative significance, but rather because there's a Seder on Yom Kippurim, and the severity of the day dictates that there's no chopping and changing. It's a very subtle difference. But not because necessarily carbon number one is more important than carbon number two, which is more important than carbon number three. No, there is a Seder, and because of the tremendous Chumrah and Kedusha of Yom Kippurim, no changes are allowed. That's why, says Rav Schaira, I did not point to that mission as an exception. Because I'm not talking about where it happens to be there's an important day that doesn't allow for changes. I'm talking about where there's a list and the Seder is dafka in order of importance. But this is not to do with importance. Rather, it's just a very, very chosh of a day, so it doesn't allow for changes. Okay, with that introduction, now let's have a look at Rashi. I think Rashi will flow. Again, Ve'iduch, Omalacha, you're right, Vadai Dafka Katani. You're 100% right, that is definitely Dafka, non-negotiable, it's explicit in the Mishnah, that you cannot change the state of Yom Kippurim. Umiyu, however, not because they're more important than the following item, but rather chumra ba'alma, it's a stringency, shehechmirah kosuv, for the Torah has been strict, ba'avoidas oisah hayoim. The Torah has mandated, shim shino besidroi, posel, comma, yes, if you change the seder, it's posel, but why? Veloimishum chashivus da'avoidas hu, comma, not because of the relative significance of the avoidas, Shetehei zois chamura v'chashuva mechaverta, that one is more chamur and more chashuv than the other. No, it's not a competition over here. Elo choymer hayoim. Underline the word hayoim. The chumrah, the stringency, is not because of the relative stringency and chashivas of the avoidos, but rather the chashivas of the day. Shenichtevah, about which it writes, the Torah writes, quote unquote, chukah. Chukah means non-negotiable, can't change it. Besidura, la'akev, to tell me that the Seder is indeed ma'akev, cannot be altered. V'chi amrinon anan, comma, says Rav Schoira, when we were laying down our rule, do you know what we were talking about? Bemidi, only with regard to something, de chashivusa goramle, where its chashivus causes the order to be critical. Kagoin, Arba Mises. The reason why the list of Arba Mises is mentioned that way is in order of chashivus. De omrinon le kamon, because we're going to say later on, zu chamura mizu. That one is inherently more chamur. V'chein v'sheva samamonim. So too in the case of Shema samamonim, didn't we say that there's a very good reason why that's the order? Shetzorchoi, the necessity of koichoi and its koyach is, shall kol echod ve'echod, the necessary koyach of each one dictates, goyrem loy, that causes us, likadem, to preempt one before the other. The reason why you've got to follow the order, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, is not just because I've come up with a program, please don't change my schedule. No, because that has to be the order. The koyach of these relative salamonim dictate that it will not work otherwise. V'chein michnasayim. Later on, we're going to talk about the trousers of the koyanim. Shechishvon hakosuv lahakdimon. There, the Torah is machshiv them. The reason why that has to be put on first is because of its relative chashivus. Kedah omrinon, kedah lekamon, as we're going to say later on. So all of those are subject to my rule, says Rav Schoira, where number one is more choshev than number two, which is more choshev than number three. Avol Yom HaKippurim, choymer hayoim, underline ba'alma. It is merely the chumrah of the yoim that says, shaloi l'shanos boy, please don't make changes. But v'loy koyach avoidos, but it's not the koyach of the regular of the relative avoider that says I have to be first because I'm more important than the next avoider. Nothing to do with more important. The Torah said a seder, and the day is so chomor, it doesn't allow for changing. But that's nothing to do with Rav Schoira's rule. So therefore, Rav Schaira has answered the question. The question was, why did you not point to the Seder of Yom Kippurim as being another exception to your rule? Because surely over there the Seder is critical. Answer is, Rav Schaira, you're 100% right that the Seder is critical, but you're 100% wrong in comparing that to my rule. My rule is only when I'm talking about a Seder of Chashivus, but not when it's a Seder which is because it happens to be a strict day that doesn't allow for changes. Okay, so at the moment, it turns out, therefore, that Rav Schaira's rule is intact. There is one exception so far. What is that exception? The Sheva Samamonim of Nida. We have, however, Rav Schaira is definitely the first one to admit that it is true in the case of the Dalad Mises Beis Din. It is true in the case of the Seder of Yom Kippurim that there also the Seder is Dafka. I don't disagree, but that's not subject to my rule. The Mishnah is not subject to my rule because that's a Machlokes. I wasn't talking about Machlokes. Yom Kippur is not subject to my rule because there's because it's a stringent day. I wasn't talking about that. So for I don't disagree. Of course, says Rav Schaira, of course I agree that in those cases the Seder is critical. That's nothing to do with my rule. Okay, back into the Gemara.
So, I mean, ultimately, the order is ma'akev. He's just attributing it to somebody else, something else.
That's what Rashi starts. Vadai dafka ketoni. I'm the first one to admit. How can I disagree with the Mishnah? But
Right.
if you want to know why did I not point it out as an exception to my rule, the answer is because it's nothing to do with my rule. Over there, the Seder is ma'akev for different reasons.
Okay, I feel it's very semantics. It's he's
That's
just
the answer. Chayra said a
because it.
rule. How does the Tanna list things in order of Chashivus? You've brought me an order which has nothing to do with Chashivus, nothing to do with the rules. Nothing to do with my rules. Not the semantics, Chas v'Shalom.
No, because we're order because it's we're saying the order is ma'akev. The order means
Rav
something.
Schaira's
So here,
discussion.
the order means something in the Seder.
That was not Rav Schaira's discussion. Rav Schaira's discussion was not, is the Seder ma'akev or not? Rather, Rav Schaira's discussion was, is the Seder of Chashivus Ma'akev? That was his rule. When we have items that are relatively choshev to each other, is their relative importance critical? That was his discussion. Yom Kippur has nothing to do with relative importance, that has nothing to do with his rule.
Yeah, but that wasn't Rav Schaira's statement at the beginning of Gemara.
That's what he
His
came to explain.
statements.
That's what he came to explain. That was the mistake of the Gemara. You're right. That's all the mistake. That's why the Gemara asked a question to which Rav Schaira very neatly fended it off. Of course, if you would have said it in the beginning, we never would have asked a kasha for Yom Kippur. We didn't realize. We mistakenly thought that Rav Schaira's rule is across the board. He says, no. I meant a very specific rule. The relative importance of items mentioned in the Mishnah are generally not ma'akev. There is one exception, and that is Zayin Samamonim. Oh, but what about Yom Kippur? That's nothing to his relative importance. Who's discussing that? We certainly understand why the Gemara understood the asked the question, as you correctly point out. Rav Schaira did not enunciate that in his initial ruling. So, of course, I've got every reason to assume that he's applying this across the board. That's why the Gemara very legally asked the question, to which Rav Schaira says, "Okay, I understand your mistake. I'll correct you. I was never referring to cases of external reasons why it's ma'akev. I'm talking about relative chashivas." Okay, back into the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yeshua. So now Rav Huna steps into the scene and says, Af Seder Tamid. Says Rav Huna, I found another case. I found another case that what? Seder of the Tamid. D'ktoni Allah, we know there's a whole Seder exactly how you've got to be makriv the whole korban. And it says, D'ktoni Allah, Zehu Seder Tamid. That is the Seder. Why is the Mishnah emphasizing that is the Seder? Clearly, in order to point out that the Seder is critical and it's non-negotiable. So Rav Huna now says, I have found another exception. Until now, we've pointed that the only exception is Sheva. We queried Yom Kippur. It turns out there's nothing to do with it. Says Rav Huna, I found another exception, the Seder of the Tamid. There is there a whole list, and the Seder is Ma'akiv. Says the Gemara, Ve'idach, no, Hahu, Le'mitzvah Ba'alma. It's only a mitzvah, it's not actually Ma'akiv. Meaning, we can have three different types of Sidorim. Listen very carefully now. If I give you a list, A, B, C, and D, how are you going to relate to that list? You can relate to it in one of three ways. Either that the Seder is totally irrelevant and you can do what you like. Option number one. Option number two is that no, you can absolutely not do what you like. You've got to do A, B, C, or D. Nothing else is exception. Nothing else is acceptable. But there's a middle option as well. You know what the middle option is? Lechatchila, do A, B, C, D, but it's not ma'akev. That's a middle option. Again, the first option was you could do what you like, even lechatchila. The Seder is irrelevant. The third option is the Seder is absolutely relevant and it's ma'akev. But the second middle option is lechatchila. That's a mitzvah to do it in that way, but you don't have to. If you change the Seder, it's not possible. And that's what the Gemara means. Ve'idach ahu le'mitzvah ba'alma. It's a mitzvah. You're right. Do you want to know why did the Mishnah there stress this is the Seder? The answer is because it's a mitzvah indeed to do so, but it's by no means l'ikuvah. It's by no means l'ikuvah. So have a look at Rashi. Ve'idach Rav Papa da'ayri nami b'chumri. Mitzvah be'alma. There is merely a mitzvah be'alma ve'i apich. What does ve'i apich mean? But if you ma'apich it, if you change it, bless lumbar, nisht gefährlich. How do you say nisht gefährlich in English? Nisht gefährlich, not
Doesn't
terrible.
matter.
Doesn't matter. Nisht gefährlich. No, that's how they say mishkefaim, I imagine. Nisht gefährlich. Okay, so again, let's keep focused, Rabbi Say. What was the rule of Rav Schoira? Rav Schoira's rule is when I have varying items of relative chashivos, then as a general rule, the Seder is irrelevant. I have one exception, and that is Dam Nidus, where the Seder is absolutely relevant. In fact, it is Ma'akev. Arba Mises Bezdin is not subject to my rule because that's a machloikas. I wasn't talking about machloikas. Seder Yuma, even though there's also ma'akev, not subject to my rule because that's the chumrah of the day. And the Tamid is actually not ma'akev. It's only a mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah. That means, yes, that's the middle option, but that's not subject to Rav Schoira's rule. Because Rav Schoira is only talking about where the list of chashivos is ma'akev, meaning non-negotiable. It's not just a din lechatchila, but bedieved nish gefelech, absolutely gefelech. So in the case of the Tamid, if you tell me that it's not ma'akev, that's not subject to my rule. Yes, Rav Rom.
Doesn't the Mishnah in Talmud basically say that it's Ma'akev with respect to
No.
the Talmud?
No, the Mishnah just says, Zehu Seder Tamid. This is the Seder. So the
Okay.
question is, what does the Mishnah mean to add those words? It can mean one of two things. Either it means, this is the Seder and it's non-negotiable. That's what the Gemara thought, which the
Okay.
Gemara answers, no, that's not what it means. It means, this is the Lechatchila Seder. But
So
B'dievet.
that means bedieved, it's so is it still okay?
Right, that's what Rashi says. I afich leslomba nishkefelech.
Yeah.
If you change the Seder, it's nishkefelech. So if the Kohen would ask a question, lechatchila, what should I do? Well, obviously, I definitely recommend to him and paskin for him the lechatchila he's got to keep to that Seder. But it's not ma'akif. It's not ma'akif.
Okay.
Says the Gemara, uleafuke mi mitzvahs chalitza. Everything we've been discussing until now, we said that what that the Seder is normally not ma'akev. Do you know what I was referring to? Mitzvahs chalitza. Mitzvahs chalitza, as we're going to see, there's a whole lengthy process, but the Seder is not ma'akev. Have a look. What happens at chalitza? So we all know the backdrop, the tragic backdrop to chalitza. Somebody passed away young without children. His brother would then have to marry the wife of the deceased brother. That's the mitzvah of yibum. If, however, there is no mitzvah of yibum, then they have to do chalitza. She removes the shoe, etc., etc., and then she becomes mutter. She can marry anybody she wants. But until such point that she does either yibum or chalitza, she is, as it were, tied down to her deceased husband's brother. Says, yes, Renachum.
We just had a quick question as far as the style of the Gemara. Why did it choose Chalitza to go through all of the stages where the other two or three examples it just gave, for Yuma could have given all of the stages of
Yeah,
the
good point.
Karbana of how.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Good question. Okay, says the Gemara, Lafukim Mitzvahs Chalitza. We are coming to exclude Chalitza, i.e., the Tanan. We have a following Mishnah. Mitzvahs Chalitza. The mitzvah of Chalitza is done in the following way. Bohu, he, meaning the brother, arrives. V'yevimtoi. The Yevimtoi means the wife of the late husband, Lifnei Bezdin. Number one. Number two, hoyu noisnin loy etzer loy. You give him good advice. What does that mean, good advice? Shenema, as it says in the pasuk, v'koru loy ziknei iroi v'dibru eilov, and they talk to him. What do they talk to him about? Ultimately, it's really his choice. He's got to make a major choice over here. What's his choice? Is he going to marry her and perform Yibum or not? We try and dissuade him from performing Yibum. Have a look at Rashi. Oleh afukim mitzvahs chalitza. Hi, this kol makom, quote unquote. Dekama Rav Chisda deloy diktaku boi. Rav Chisda said that generally they were not medaktik and the seder is not ma'akev. Lafuke Asa is coming, in other words, to explain what happening by mitzvahs chalitza. Deloitema, do not say dafkahu. Do not make a mistake of thinking it's absolutely dafka. No, vafagav the mitzvah. Even though it's true, similar to what we said before by Tomid, that is the mitzvah. It is the mitzvah. Vaozil, as we're going to continuously explain, but it's a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akiv. Now, the Rashi's over here are in the wrong order, so skip a line. Eitzah ha'genes loy, go to the next
Is
Rashi.
that Rashi's way of saying the order is not Makiv?
No, it's not, it's a printing
No.
mistake. Eitzah ha'genes she'im hoyohu zokain, for example. If he was an older gentleman, v'hi older, and she's young, or hu yeled v'hi zakeino, or if he's young and she's old, oimrin loy, we give him an etzah, meaning we don't, as a general rule, necessarily dissuade him from doing yibum. Rather, we try and give him the best possible advice. Sometimes it might be a very good idea to do yibum, but where there is a very big disparity between the ages, he's old and she's young, or she's old and he's young, so then we'll give him advice. Oimrim loy, klach, go, eitzel shekemoiseich, go and marry somebody similar to you. Veloy tachnis, and do not bring in a ketotah, a fight, letoich beischa, into your home. Meaning, it's unlikely to be a successful marriage. She's 21, he's 87. It's unlikely to be a happier marriage, and therefore, why don't you just marry somebody of your age? So that's the first process, first step of the process in Chalitza. that we give him an Eitzah Hoygenes Loi. If necessary, we dissuade him from doing Yibum for reasons that Rashi just mentioned. Back into the Gemara. Last narrow line. Then, Vehi Oimeres. Now, she says, in the event that they decide to go forward with Chalitza, by the way, nowadays, when this happens, we don't do Yibum nowadays. And therefore, Chalitza is always done. Vehi Oimeres, she now says, Me'ein Yivami. My Yavam has refused me, does not want to marry me. Okay, that's her speech. Now, next stage, first wide line. Vehu Oimer, now his speech, and he says, Loi chafatzti lekachto, I don't want to marry her. U'beloshen HaKodesh hayu Oimrim, they had to be particular to say this in the wording of the pasuk, which means loshen HaKodesh. Then, v'nigsho yevimtai, then the woman draws near Elov to him, le'enei hazakenim, in front of all the elders of the Beis Din. V'chiltson na'aloi, and she removes his shoe, v'yarka b'fonov, and she spits in front of him, roik hanireh ledayonim, saliva that can be seen by the dayonim. V'onsa v'omro, and she then calls out and she declares, Kocha ye'ase la'ish, etc., v'nikra shmoi b'Yisrael, etc., etc. That is the list. V'omar Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda added, Mitzvahs chalitza, koir'o, she has to declare, v'koirei, and then he has to declare, then chiletzes, then rekekes, then v'koirei. What was he adding? Isn't that what it just said in the Mishnah? Vehavinon bot, which we asked, Maika Mashmalon, what's he teaching us? After all, Masnisani, it's a Mishnah. And the answer is Hakka Mashmalon, very similar to what we saw in Tomid, Mitzvah Hochi. What he's telling you is that the order mentioned in the Mishnah, don't think is random, haphazard, do what you like. There is a mitzvah that it should be done in this order, but again, Ve'i'apich bo. But if but if it got changed, once again, leslom bo nisht gefelech. So this is what Rav Schoir was referring to. Even though things are mentioned in the Mishnah, and on occasion it might well be that there is indeed a mitzvah to do so lechatchila, but it's not le'ikuvah. And the Gemara says, indeed, Tanya nami hochi, that's what it says in the Brisa as well. It says, Bein shehiktim chalitza lerakika. Oy, rakika lechalitza. If they change the spitting to the removing of the shoe, or the shoe and the spitting, ma she'osa osui. What was done was done. So you see that what? That at least b'di'evet, it is not ma'akev, and that's what Rav Schoira is referring to. Even though the Mishnah lists out the order, even though Rav Yehuda says this is the order you must follow, but it's not le'ikuvah. So far, the only exception that we found is in the case of Zayin Samamonim. There are a number of Rashis that we need to see, but Emet Hashem, we'll see them tomorrow, all being well.